The holidays are called the festive season, but they don't bring joy to everyone. With me to talk about mental health at this time of year is Alexandra Wachowski, the Associate Director of Clinical Services at Behavioral Health Systems of Baltimore. Alex, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me this morning.
What are some of the things that can cause people to feel less than joyous during the holiday season?
You know, I think that we all have these kind of Norman Rockwell expectations of a beautiful family sitting around a table with some beautiful food and the Christmas tree or the menorah in the background. And that just isn't the reality for a lot of people. There are complicated family relationships. A lot of people experience loss of loved ones, especially now, given the COVID season, not being around those family who we really want to be around. Some people have absolutely no one to celebrate with. There are a lot of unwanted conversations and boundary crossings that seem to happen around the holidays. So that, along with shorter days and longer nights, can really create an opportunity for depression and anxiety to set in for some people.
How might depression and anxiety manifest in people? What should you look for in yourself if you think you're getting really down this time of year or whenever?
So there are some situational things, but I think what we need to think about is in the long term, right? So if we're sleeping a lot or not at all, same thing with eating quite a lot, not at all, ruminating about some things that may be not considered big deals to other people could be a manifestation of anxiety, not taking joy in things that normally we find joy in, and just overall not feeling a sense of relaxation or feeling almost like it's an out of body, like you're just going through the day, but not really experiencing the day and the relationships that we have culminated with people.
How about recognizing triggers too? Like if a particular piece of music makes you very sad this time of year, it brings up childhood trauma or a breakup or something of that nature.
I think it's best to avoid those kinds of situations when at all possible. While many people are connected to therapists and psychiatrists and can process those things, some people are not immediately connected. And so what we want to do is really avoid situations that can trigger those anxieties, and having really good boundaries for ourselves, whether it be with the shows that we watch, the music that we listen to, the movies, being out in public, or being around family members or friends who are pushing boundaries that we might not be comfortable with. So the good news is that through COVID, some changes in the way that behavioral health care is being provided has increased access. So there are a lot of agencies that are willing to do teletherapy and video therapy. So you don't necessarily need to go to a therapist. That being said, we do acknowledge that there are often long periods of wait in order to get on a therapist or a psychiatrist's client list. And so we want to offer a couple of resources, including the Here to Help line, which is for Baltimore City, it's 24/7, and you can always call and they can connect you with care, listen to any kind of situations that you may have or symptoms that you're experiencing, and provide you with the best opportunities to get that taken care of. And that number is 410-433-5175. There's also a website, which is mhanational.org.
I've been talking with Alexandra Wachowski today. She is the Associate Director of Clinical Services at Behavioral Health Systems of Baltimore. We've been talking about mental health at the holidays. Alex, thank you so much. Your advice is very helpful, I think, all year, but especially during the festive season.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.